This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a crazy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption.
It's Alex Jones.
We are in the twilight of 2016. It is Friday, December 30th, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I intend to do a two-hour Facebook mention slash YouTube transmission tomorrow night. From the office or from my home, I have not decided yet, but I intend tomorrow night, starting at about, I think, 9 o'clock Central or so, to go right through until midnight, at least in the East, to bring in the new year and say farewell to one of the most incredible years in human history as humanity awakened to the globalist technocracy. What an amazing time to be alive, but also to understand the battle has just now begun. Where to begin? Look at drudgereport.com. Nearing exit, Obama seeks to tie Trump's hands. I have a stack of news articles where Obama is sabotaging the United States every way he can. I have a stack of news articles where he is unleashing 3,853 regs, 18 for every law, a record 97,000 plus pages of red tape, ugly snub of voters. It's incredible. Meanwhile, Putin laughs off Obama. Russians mock political corpse, close quote, angry and shallow-brained. And Putin is not expelling any diplomats. That had been falsely announced by our news, as usual, yesterday. And I was even watching CNN this morning at about 6 a.m. They were announcing that Putin was kicking everybody out of Russia. And then I went and punched up InfoWars.com. About 30 minutes later, after I got out of the shower, I take a shower before I work out, just how I wake up. Don't you love modern conveniences? Anyway, side issue. Saw the kids off to their camps, their exercise camps, and then went back in and started researching and noticed that Paul Watson had posted an article. CNN runs fake news story about Russia closing Anglo-American school in Moscow. Just no proof. Russia never said it, just completely pulled it out of their George Soros fetid rear end. Horrible image, isn't it? Continuing, there's also a new article by Glenn Greenwald from The Intercept. The Guardian summary of Julian Assange's interview went viral and was completely false. They just put fake quotes out. Even The Guardian now is stooping to lower levels. And see, what's happening is they're going into total bizarro, upside-down inversion world. And I know I use the term inversion in the last decade or so, probably every segment, because if you understand inversion or upside down world, you understand the enemy. Just reverse what they're saying. So when they say we're the fake news and that we are lying, that means they're going total fake news. They are the fake news. And folks are saying, okay, tell us something we don't know. I understand you know that, but a lot of the public knows they're being lied to. They just don't know that it's organized criminal lying. They've had federal courts rule that mainstream media can lie about you, and this year they ruled, and that you can't get unjust enrichment in a lawsuit, even though it's proven that they were unjustly enriched on purpose. So they've basically legalized propaganda, legalized lying, for them, but they want to selectively come in with government and shut everybody else down. Speaking of that, you know we got hit with the biggest denial of service attack in our 20-year history last week. It's still ongoing. Drudge just got hit, and he says it's probably the U.S. government.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Saturday, December 30th, 2016. And the mission we thought was impossible is possible. We are now only 20 days out from Donald John Trump being inaugurated 45th President of the United States. And he's announcing it's going to be about the people, bringing in the general public. With as little pomp and circumstance as possible to get it over and done and move forward with the business of making America great again. And so far, Trump's public promise to me and his private promises to not let me down and not let you down and restore the republic is being delivered in spades. The ace of spades, diamond of spades, the club of spades. The heart of spades. It's amazing. All right, we have a huge flotilla of guests joining us today. We have the lawyer, the deputy head of the FCC at the time, chief counsel, who got rid of the fairness doctrine in the mid-'80s so we could have talk radio and free speech in America again. Bruce Fine's going to join us. In fact, guys, you print me that Zero Hedge article that had the excerpts of the legislation, the Countering Information Warfare Act, because it was that particular headline about the Ministry of Truth being signed last Friday, now 7 days ago, because I want to specifically read those subsections to him. We had articles about it, too. I just forget the headlines. That one had excerpts as well, where it says the Board of Governors of the FCC will now be under the U.S. intelligence agencies and will, quote, counter propaganda domestically. I mean, this is just unprecedented. He's going to be joining us. Dr. Nick Begich is going to be popping in to give us his view on just all of the amazing weather modification going on, the social modification going on. In fact, Leanne was covering mainstream news articles just 2 days ago in studio with us. In fact, I forgot to talk to her. This kind of happens brainstorming on air. She had the articles printed up, mainstream news, admitting that the AI computers that were taken into our houses, like Alexa and the rest of them from Amazon, are meant to spy on us and also social engineer us and brainwash us. They actually say control our behavior. So this is a giant control grid. We'll be talking about that with Dr. Nick Begich coming up. You probably know the name. Many of you know he's best-selling author, scientist, researcher. His dad was a famous congressman who was murdered. We also, of course, have his brother who was in the U.S. Senate. He's a very informed individual. Now, continuing here, let me just give you some of the headlines we've got for the general information. Major diplomatic escalation by Obama. Expelling giant groups of diplomats and their staffs out of two different Russian leased and owned buildings out of the U.S. Everyone expected Russia to counter with this, but Putin has taken the high road, saying you are a lame duck, you don't represent the people or the U.S. government or the military, and so we're going to wait and see what Trump does when he gets in. We also have CNN caught running fake news stories about it. We're going to get into that. We have breaking, it's up on Infowars.com from last night, Drudge Report under biggest DDoS attack since site's inception. Media icon questions whether U.S. government to blame. Well, we know that the attack we've been under for 2 weeks is governmental in nature and is the type that the communist Chinese brag that they've been launching. The problem is Obama is allied with the communist Chinese, so you can't tell because the two groups are basically like Siamese twins joined at the hip. But that is a big deal, obviously. We're also going to get into Sean Spicer, the new press secretary, who has these weak defenses for Trump. And I'm trying to get Spicer's attention. Because Spicer, your buddy there at the RNC where you came from, Paul Ryan, has come out and welcomed all this made-up crap by Obama about ferreting out Russians who were, quote, involved in our election and has endorsed the Democratic attack on Trump 45. And I know you think Trump, while you're not looking, I know you think that while, you know, Trump's busy and not looking, you can do stuff like this. I came out the day before Trump repudiated Gingrich and I said, that's bull that he's not going to drain the swamp. That's bull that he said that to that little Kissinger minion, and this is all a big setup. And the day after, Trump came out and said exactly that, and Gingrich had to come out and apologize. So I'm not here just attacking Spicer because I want to attack Spicer. These are very weak defenses we're hearing of the president, like, why doesn't the DNC take some blame for the hackings, too? Did you take basic measures to protect the data that was on there? That is the weakest defense. How about, why'd you have the stuff on there illegally? How about, why'd you get $35 million from Russia for our uranium, Hillary? How about, why'd you get money from the communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians publicly? You should be indicted. How about stuff like that? You totally changed the subject onto the fact that they've criminally done this and have been caught red-handed. They're the ones that are doing the things that they're claiming Trump has been caught doing. And it's very, very frustrating. to see these weak, limp-wristed responses and to see Spicer and to see Gingrich and to see Paul Ryan, who is the biggest weasel I've ever seen in my life, so fake, so disingenuous, totally creepy, totally lying every time he talks, up there saying he supports Trump and our agenda when he's a globalist operative through and through, and the Democrats and CNN love him. He is a monster. He is an enemy of this country. He is a George Soros baby piglet hanging off of George Soros' fetid tit. And I am personally completely sick of him. Looks like a frickin' vampire. Not just his pasty white skin with the widow's peak and his little psycho eyes. I don't know which one I can't stand to look at more, him or Obama. They're both disgraceful trash. Un-American filth. We need to politically purge these people. Not physically, not in a fascistic way, but they tried to purge America. They tried to get our guns. They butchered our borders. They demoralized us. They signed us on to tens of trillions of debt that isn't ours, the derivatives. I'm sick of them, and I'm calling them out. Spicer comes out of the loins of the RNC and Priebus and Ryan and all these disreputable people. Yeah, Gingrich will say some stuff that sounds really good. But have you read his books? Have you read the forewords that he wrote for two different Alvin and Heidi Toffler books? I have. I physically have the books here in this office. I've shown them on television. He calls for a world government where everyone is microchipped to buy and sell. That is word for word in 1989. The Rockefellers love him. That's all you need to know. He worked for Nelson Rockefeller. That's where this creature, this futurist, this transhumanist, this eugenicist came from. Newt Gingrich is an enemy of the Republic. So is these other camp followers. I don't know if Spicer is just stupid, but he just comes up with the weakest defenses that play into their entire game. You don't play in their sandbox. You circumnavigate the whole thing. You destroy them with the facts from outside their false paradigm. You don't debate them on their BS. You put out the talking points. You create the subject matter. You control the paradigm, Dumbo. And learn how to tie a necktie before you wear one, Spicer. Excuse me. If you're going to wear one, learn how to tie one. Just look at how conceited he is. He looks like he hadn't taken a crap in about 5 years. I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize, God. I'm sorry. It's a family show. I'm getting so mad they're trying to start World War III. That's sort of getting nasty, and I apologize to Spicer. He might be a nice person. I haven't watched him long enough. He may just not know what he's doing. So we've got some of those clips coming up. Look at this. Let me just read you headlines. Child jihadist hunt down, execute bound prisoners in new ISIS video. Young boys as young as 7. Oh, the religion of peace. Report, Islamic State general flees to Europe with 400 soldiers disguised as refugees. And, of course, they let him in. They know full well who he is. The globalists launched the attack in Syria, so their defeated soldiers are coming back. They're being defeated. They're being routed by U.S. military, the Russians, and the Syrian military. Despite what Obama tried to do. Obama is a political corpse, as the Russians say. Obama drops 502 refugees on Nebraska in final weeks before President Trump. Saudi Arabia jails man for a year after he publicly called for an end to male control over women. That's just some of the news we've got there. I've got, I don't know, 15 stacks here, probably. Let's look at this little pile of news. I already mentioned this. Spicer, why doesn't the DNC take some blame for the hackings? I mean, what a mealy-mouthed, limp-wristed response. When you have them taking money from the communist Chinese. I'm skipping this break. When you have them taking it from the Saudi Arabians. The Saudi princes bragged in their own papers that they controlled Hillary and gave her 20% of her money. I mean, it's game over. You got foreign money. It's all illegal. Your foundation, and you point your finger at Trump and claim, oh, you might have evidence the Russians accessed her server that she had in her bathroom in a closet illegally. full of all her illegal activity. The server's illegal. She lies to Congress. It's full of criminal activity. And then the Russians, you say, hacked it up. They probably did. But that's not where the WikiLeaks came from, or the DC leaks. Paul Ryan welcomes Obama's overdue Russia retaliation. Oh, my gosh. Eddie Munster goes to Washington, backs up the entire BS narrative of the Democrats. Paul Ryan, man. Nearing exit, Obama seeks to tie Trump's hands, the Hill. And it just goes into tens of thousands of regulations and total nightmares and shutting down jobs and just blocking building projects everywhere and just sabotaging everything. But our wave of exuberance and free market will crush their attempts on the rocks. Bring into that. Activists urge Trump to stop Obama's anti-business midnight litigation. Absolutely. Obama's ugly bid to snub voters and tie Trump's hands. New York Post goes into all of it. Total nastiness. Russians attack political corpse. Here's the article out of the Observer. And they go on to say that most of the government's against him. The intelligence agencies are against him. The military's against him. And that the Russians understand that this is a multinational attempt by oligarchs to sabotage the United States further. They've already experienced what the oligarchs did when Russia tried to kick them out. And so Russia says in solidarity, we understand, and we're behind you removing your criminal cabal. That's what the Russians actually say. Go read it. It's incredible. And Italy's pulling out, and England's pulling out, and Iceland's pulling out, and Greece is trying, and Spain's trying, and Brazil is trying, and everyone's trying to get out from under the globalists. And they're bull. A bunch of arrogant George Soroses and David Rockefellers waddling around, so disconnected. Oh, Trump's Hitler. I'm so afraid. Oh. Meanwhile, we have him on 60 Minutes. The greatest time of my life was working for Hitler. He played the clip yesterday, George Soros. It's like, what planet do you come from, bro? We understand your constituents are the type of people that Mark Dice goes out and talks to that can't find their rear ends with both hands. But listen, those people don't count. They're just welfare heads that suck their thumbs. You understand the majority of people work in this country and are beginning to understand what's happening. And a large minority knows where the bodies are buried, does the hanging, runs the whole show, and understands your cancer. So here comes the scalpel. Russian think tanks and academics agree. The goal of the 44th U.S. president is to complete and complicate things for the 45th one. And it goes on. So we're watching sabotage. What do you think they're doing with Israel? Doesn't do it in 8 years. 20-something days out. We're now 20 days out. He says, oh, my gosh, you've got to merge. You've got to let all the Palestinians into Jerusalem. Oh, they'll just kill and overthrow immediately. And then now they're calling for an intifada. They're calling for an uprising in the Middle East, a war against Israel. Gee, who would have thought that would have happened? I see a lot of idiots commenting on the website and other websites going, Alex, I'm sorry your buddies Israel are about to get blown up. Nobody wants to stand up for Israel anymore. Hey, dummies, even if I hated Russia, which I don't, I wouldn't be for a nuclear war with them because, see, it's called mutually assured destruction. In your mother's basement, you may not have heard of it. Israel has between 400 and 600 high-tech nukes and delivery systems and has the Samson option to start a nuclear war if they're being overrun. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Do you understand? They have over 50 submarines in the Mediterranean and in the Persian Gulf to pop up and launch their cruise missiles that are hypersonic, supersonic, many times. Mach 3, Mach 4, Mach 5, Mach 6. Some are reportedly can go up to Mach 7. The Russians have missiles that go Mach 7. Imagine what the United States has. They've got cruise missiles that aren't even nuclear. They're kinetic with DU that go Mach 10. That's classified information right there you just got. But it's been out. Idiots have leaked it. They've got decapitation weapons in orbit with DU Shabos that come in like gravity guns. It's what it is a gravity gun that will kill people up to 2 miles under a mountain, go right through and kill you. Well, don't think the United States is the only country that has these. These were up in orbit in the late 1970s. What do you think classified missions are up to space? 80-plus% of NASA's missions are military. It's called Mutually Assured Destruction Dumbos. And I'm not talking to our audience. I'm talking to the people that I see on InfoWars and on YouTube going, the Drudge is down. So what? We're going to shut down your right-wing media and all this crap. We're not right-wing media. I can speak for myself. We're Americana prosperity media that just want to live in a free country and not start wars because we have nuclear weapons. We can't have wars on a mass scale. Continuing. Behind the scenes of the Presidential Inaugural Committee, Trump inauguration to have less pomp, circumstance, so he can get right to work. Now watch. That's Breitbart exclusive. They've got like a huge 20-something page article breaking it down. So as you know, the head of Breitbart is the head of the White House under Trump. But you watch, the media will claim it's pomp and circumstance, even though they're cutting it in half. Britain, edging towards Trump, scolds Kerry over Israel. They asked the United States, what are you doing? Ask Obama, are you trying to start a war? What are you doing? Israel's not going anywhere. That's what the British said, because that's the truth. What are you doing? Trying to start a big war. What are you doing? Saying, okay, maybe we need a one-state policy. That's the new thing in the headlines. If Israel will not merge with the Arabs, then Israel will be one state, and we'll just open the borders and let in tens of millions of people from all over the Middle East. And if you think they had a fun jihad taking over Syria and killing 300,000 people, just wait till they drive the Jews into the sea. Of course, long before that happens, it'll be the end of the world. But you don't care because you've got Funyuns and Hot Pockets in mommy's basement and have learned the word Jew and can say it over and over again like a magic word. The extreme right wing's magic word is Jew or Zionist, and the left's magic word is racist. But because none of that works anymore, it's now Russian agent or Zionist agent. Got to pick which. How about I'm an agent of not dying? How about I'm an agent of wanting to see my grandkids and space travel and us getting off the planet? How about life extension technology? How about I want to get the technology they've already got for myself and my family? How about that? How about I don't want to live in peace? How about I'm the real liberal? How about the fact you can't deal with that? See, I'm tribal, but I'm tribal about ideas and free market and a culture of open society. George Soros calls his group the Open Society. George Soros, I looked it up this morning. I was going from memory, and I went, hasn't he had a hand in overthrowing more than 20 countries? And I looked it up. He's physically financed the overthrow of more than 15 countries violently, and he has had a hand in more than 30 countries plunging their currencies to European countries, to Latin American countries, to African countries, to Asian countries. Right wing, left wing, he doesn't care what your country is. He'll overthrow it and make money off of it. And then some countries never come back from their currency being devalued. It ruins people's lives, and George Soros likes it. Everything nasty. He's so evil. He's so bad, you can't believe how bad he is. Backing radical jihadists worldwide to take over non-radical Muslim countries and kill everyone, basically. Brags about it on CNN with Fareed Zakaria. Yeah, that's on screen. Soros brags. Takes responsibility for coup and mass murder in Ukraine. Overthrowing an elected government. And then I'm against that. People tell me I'm a Russian agent. What? Oh, and they gave Joe Biden's son the $4 billion concession a year for the gas that comes through Russia, through Ukraine, into Eastern and Western Europe. And now the Bidens sit over it. It was just given to them and are reportedly sucking hundreds of millions a year out. This is the level of criminality. And guess what? Trump gets in, that's not going to happen, Biden. And they know that we're not going to do business that way anymore. We're not going to rob people of their oil and gas. We're going to buy it at low prices. And we're going to put Americans to work drilling in the United States and Russia, and we're going to cut the Muslims out, and they're not going to run the show anymore. Saudi Arabia is going to be pivoted into the toilet bowl. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Saudi Arabia. Bye-bye, China. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You want to feed on your people and be tyrants? You want to sit here and dominate us and control us? Good luck. It's all being snatched away from you, isn't it? Oh, you thought you'd beat America again. Get ready to be stomped into the dirt. Oh, that's right. You come from losers. We're winners. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good evening, people. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we've got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're getting one of the big unsung heroes of the fight for liberty on the line right now. Bruce Fine, as soon as we get him, we'll go to him. Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act last Friday. We'll be talking about that with Bruce Fine here in a moment. Putin's taking the high road. Russia president says he won't expel U.S. diplomats in revenge for hacking sanctions. But his aides blast Obama administration as angry and shallow, who are losers. Again, shallow-brained losers. And they also call him a political corpse. That's what Obama is. And with an admitted scorched earth policy, trying to sabotage the nation as fast as he can, which he was always doing. That's what globalism is making the nation states weak, the people weak, independent on the central government. And the fact that Trump wants a boom economy and a prosperity system, that's what the Americana system is why it's antithetical to what they are establishing and what they are setting up. Now, again, I want to just let everybody know that I want to thank you as we go into the new year for all that you've done. I want to thank you for your support, your prayers. We have come so far. I don't want to say of every race, color, and creed, because we are really all the human race. We all have the same genes. We have the same red blood, different color skin, just like you can have a black dog or a white dog. They're all dogs at the end of the day. We're human beings made in the image of the Creator, and we've really come together. And record numbers of people have broken through the social control, broken through the matrix, and really said no to the power structure. So I want to encourage all of you in the new year to understand that we've turned the tide, but the battle is now just really heating up. But we're learning that we can win. We're learning that we're promoting things that are popular and wholesome and good, and that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing, to quote Thomas Jefferson. And we're rediscovering that a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves, and that we've got to be sheepdogs that are going to resist that tyranny. I've been talking about folks being sheepdogs for 20-plus years on air. My grandfathers all told me to be a sheepdog, not a sheep, not a wolf. It's not just, ripping off the popularized film produced and directed, of course, by Clint Eastwood that goes over the life and death of what happened to the famous Navy SEAL. But we are faced with the fact that if we don't take our country and our world back, it will be run and hijacked by very, very nasty people who have a desire for control because they wish to dominate their fellow humans. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we're unable to get Fine on. I guarantee you it's a time zone issue. There was some time zone stuff back and forth. Just send him an email. We'll get him on later. That's fine. I've got plenty of news to cover. But I wanted to get him on because he's the guy that got rid of the fairness doctrine. This is a lawyer at the FCC and pointed out it was un-American, it was unconstitutional. They brought it forward to Congress, and Congress struck down a law saying you couldn't say you were for the Republicans or the Democrats on radio. But that's your First Amendment. You own a station. It's your printing press. It's your electronic printing press. You should be able to say whatever you want. And, of course, the Democrats selectively enforce that. They could be political all the time. They could do whatever they wanted. And it was that one-sided brainwashing that basically allowed them to get into law and get into the cultural fabric of our lives, things that is incontrovertibly un-American and fascistic / communistic. And so this long battle we're now part of is something that, if we look back into the continuum of time, we're really having giant victories. Now, before I go any further, I want to play some clips here. There's quite a few of these that deal with the fact that the globalists are trying to dumb us down as fast as they can. They are moving on every front to attempt the breaking of our will. And that's why it's our attitude that's so important. The United States of America, it geographically is not that big. We do not have that many resources compared to many other geographic areas. If you took the United States and put it into Africa, Africa's close to 3 times bigger. The continent of Africa is much, much larger and has a lot more resources than we do. But why can't the people ever develop their society and culture? Because they never had a renaissance. They never got out of the system of barbarism that kept Europe locked in the Dark Ages during the Middle Ages. It is the ideas that humans have and our dreams of building a true civilization based on innovation, not conquest, that made this country so great. And that's why the globalists, again, have been trying to demoralize us and trying to dumb us down and trying to turn us into these pop culture-driven morons that know all about what movie stars eat for dinner or where they vacation, but don't go visit their own mother or father in the nursing home. And it's this dehumanization and dumbing down that is our greatest enemy. So I want to air this piece. It came out last week. I never got to it, but I was watching it again this morning by Mark Dice, who contributes to InfoWars.com, Mark Dice of MarkDice.com, who is a political and media commentator. When he goes out and talks to the public, he isn't cherry-picking these idiots. He's actually randomly talking to folks and showing you the response he really got. 9 times out of 10, liberals want to put gun owners in forced labor camps. 9 times out of 10, liberals want to execute conservatives. 9 times out of 10, they want to be able to abort children that are already born. 7 out of 10, in one of his videos, they want to basically kill all whites. This is the crazy, fascistic, cult-like mental illness, over-the-top brainwashing that they've gone through, and they're also incredibly stupid. I don't care if they're black, Hispanic, white, it doesn't matter. They are these soft, bumbling spectators who aren't even alive and are basically in a trance state. And so for folks that don't know about the film Idiocracy that my good friend and incredible artist Mike Judge, creator of King of the Hill, you name it, made, Fox didn't like it when he made it. And so they shelved it. It showed in one theater in Austin and one theater in L.A. by law because there was a corporate agreement. They didn't even list the name of the film. It's become an underground mega hit, one of the top films on cable, one of the most rented and downloaded films, and now has made hundreds of millions of dollars. Even though it had a budget, I think, of like $7 million, it was shot right here in Austin. And when you see it, this is basically where we already are. It's just that it's not evenly distributed. Some people are really already this dumb. Other folks who aren't compartmentalized are more intelligent, more informed than they've ever been. So coming up at the start of the next hour, I'm going to air that piece. But right now we do have Bruce Fein joining us here on Friday, December 30th, 2016, in the waning hours of this historic year. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he was appointed general counsel of the Federal Communications Commission. He is the person that spearheaded getting rid of the Fairness Doctrine that annihilated free speech. He's also been the assistant to Congressman Bob Barr and many others and was the chief advisor on foreign affairs and geopolitical activities for Ron Paul in his presidential runs. And, of course, he's an accomplished constitutional lawyer. I'm not going to go over all the best-selling books he's had, but we'll tell you about Constitutional Peril, The Life and Death Struggle for Constitution and Democracy, An American Empire Before the Fall. And I want to just get his approximation as a historian, as a lawyer, as somebody that's worked in major corporations, but also in Congress and traveled the world, where we are currently with Obama's scorched earth policy, 20 days out from the Trump presidency, and this draconian countering information warfare act, where they admit they're going to target domestic media, claiming we're all Russian agents, from Drudge Report to InfoWars. We've been named in the congressional testimony, and that the Board of Governors of the FCC will now be under the State Department and 16 U.S. intelligence agencies. That is in the new Defense Authorization Act. I mean, 3 years ago they legalized domestic propaganda by the CIA. This funds it. So I want to get the expert's view on this, and someone who overturned something similar to this in the past, but before it wasn't spies over controlling the media. This is a whole nother level. Before it was just the FCC and fines. And of course, they're calling for fines of what they say is fake news, even though CNN constantly gets caught publishing fake reports that Putin had expelled all these diplomats, which wasn't even true. Obama has done that. So Mr. Fein is joining us. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Alex.
Well, we've only got about 15 minutes with you. I appreciate you coming on. I mean, where are we?
Well, I think we're at a potential inflection point, Alex. I think Donald Trump has terrified all the incumbent vested interests, the military-industrial counterterrorism complex, the fear complex. And he certainly has the philosophy right that he was elected to be president of the United States, not president of the world. Now, we don't wish harm on anybody, but after all, we cannot solve all the misery created by the defects in the DNA. And in the process of trying to do so, we end up with things like Libya and South Sudan and Afghanistan. We create a wilderness and do nothing but waste trillions of dollars that should be used on infrastructure at home. We migrate our genius from production to killing, and we destroy ourselves. That's been the fate of all empires, and Donald Trump is the only one, you know, in a line of succession in our empire who has challenged that fundamental premise. But, you know, it said, and as far back, Alex, when our empire really went into high gear in 1948, with the arrogance that you can't believe we are the locomotive of all mankind and everybody else is the caboose. Well, that's not calculated to get a lot of friends, and it's calculated to get you wars everywhere in the world on some messianic mission which marginalizes the American people to being like extras in a Cecil B. DeMille extravaganza and puts in the front, you know, all other people who don't pay our taxes and are not loyal to us. I mean, that's the big brouhaha.
That's right. Meanwhile, we're there at the Ben-Hur chariot race where real people died with the chariots running over us.
Yeah, and it is that's the president's daily brief. I mean, why is the president, why is his daily brief? You know, it's about, you know, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Burundi and Nepal and what's going to happen with regard to Burma's internal development or something like that. The daily brief ought to be what's happening to Americans first. Our jobs, our health, our education.
Exactly. So Trump says it's time to focus on the homeland, our country, and not the empire. They're in total panic mode. They're trying to destabilize, trying to get an intifada going. I mean, this really looks seditious, what we see Obama and Soros doing as they prepare to leave.
Yeah, it exactly is. I mean, take this UN resolution where you abstain. I mean, really? It says, among other things, Alex, you know, that the acquisition of territory by force is inadmissible. Well, really, is it only inadmissible by Israel? Look at every country that voted on that resolution has acquired territory by force, whether it's right, including the United States, which abstained. So it's like having a law that's enforced only against one race or one religion, or here it's just Israel, but everybody else gets away scot-free.
It's selectively enforced, and Israel's taking tiny pieces of land, exactly. Look at how the West just backed this 5-year civil war in an attempt with Saudi Arabia to take over and colonize Syria.
Yeah, no, or Yemen or any other place. So it's trying to apply a standard just to one country in all the world that all the other countries get home free on. And it's a disgrace. And that's Obama's legacy. This is a high moral ground that he came to, you know, at the culmination of the civil rights movement. I mean, it really is quite disgusting. It's kind of a phenomenon that's been repeated throughout history. The oppressed become the oppressors. You know, and we stand up there with high moral courage and, oh, well, that shouldn't be you. Why did you acquire territory by force? Well, yeah, there was a war in 1967 provoked by the Arabs, and we went into Kosovo and bombed the damn place for 100 years to have a territory acquired by force from Serbia. So we're giving lectures to them. But that's just one of the elements here. You know, Obama going out of his way, he could have won the election, and he's so petty. He really is diminishing the stature of the White House, the way he's trying to just throw stumbles in the Trump's way before he even begins office. You know, he's lame duck. He should just put everything on cruise control, you know, absent an actual attack on the United States, and let the process work its way out.
Bruce, sometimes you've got to come on for a full hour, really get into your whole background, because it's so interesting. I know you've been a lawyer for heads of state and all sorts of stuff, but the point you bring up about a third, basically, of Serbia that they've had for 1,000 years, given to the Muslims, I mean, this is outrageous, and we see Democrats really siding with the Muslims. It's just a fact all over to take over even areas of Europe and give it to them, and now Merkel bringing in millions of mainly military-age men covering up the crimes they're committing. What do you think's behind this insanity?
Well, you know, it goes back to, you know, tribalism, it's a distraction from confronting, you know, their own issues in their own way. And part of it too, Alex, I think, we're it's almost like species narcissism, and we refuse to recognize, yeah, you know, we're not going to live in paradise forever because the species has real faults in it. But we need to make the optimum of it by having, you know, within our own enclave there to try to develop a standard that may influence others by example. But it goes back to, you know, America first. Now, people say, well, that was America First Committee, you know, it kept us out of World War II. Well, the fact is the reason why we were able to win so successfully is because we didn't squander the damn resources we had, you know, before we were actually attacked.
And let's go further. World War I was clearly started, historians don't deny it, by the British Empire against the Germans because they couldn't compete militarily with the economic system. Germany and the Austrian-Hungarian Empire was acting like the Renaissance, like America was, and England couldn't compete with that. The empire couldn't compete. So they kicked that off, and then that and the Versailles Treaty gave us Hitler. So the point is, no one's saying Hitler wasn't bad. It didn't have to be fought. The point was is that the globalism or the empire of England triggered the events that gave us Adolf Hitler.
You're exactly right. Even though we don't exonerate Hitler, but we were the ones who said in play, because we joined the war stupidly in 1917, why the heck were we fighting Europe's wars? Crazy. But putting that aside, it's surely the British Empire, they've been running around for a century, fighting wars, the Boer War, Burma War.
Invading everybody.
Wars, everything that moved. They're even fighting Ionian Wars. You know, it didn't matter whether it was Israeli or Gladstone or everybody else. And they just worried that was their thrill, that was their empire, that was their Rudyard Kipling was writing poetry and stories to celebrate empire because they were going to lord it over all
white man's burden.
The world. Yeah, white man's burden, exactly right. This is at the time we're doing waterboarding in the Philippines, you know. Why the heck would you care about the Philippines? How about staying in the United States, you know, and making our country as perfect as can be? We ought to have, Alex, this is our total misorientation.
We need the American standard where everybody looks at us as the model again.
Yeah, our influence is the model. You know, Alex, when we had virtually no military complex at all, a few frigates, right after our Declaration of Independence and Constitution, all of Europe trembled because they worried about our ideas, that we would set an example that would excite their own people.
They said we cannot compete with the American experiment. It's going to spread.
Yeah, and we didn't need a single frigate to send that idea. That standard would sell itself. It doesn't.
It's too sexy. It's too sexy. I mean, globalism is Madeleine Albright. Americanism is Marilyn Monroe in her prime.
Yeah. Well, that's right. But anyway, this is what I really think the lion's share of our problems all trace back to this crazy military-industrial counterterrorism complex. It creates enemies that otherwise wouldn't be awakened against us. It squanders literally trillions of dollars. It takes all our genius into killing instead of production. Instead of having Thomas Edison's creating electricity and new forms of gadgets to make people's lives pleasant, they're dreaming.
You couldn't have that in Europe because it was monopoly. Well, sir, I know you like to talk about yourself, but, I mean, you really are an unsung hero. You are with the impetus to Reagan. I mean, they admit it's your idea. You did it all. I mean, you started it all. The reason I exist, talk radio, the fact that talk radio became kind of the model of the Internet, the free-for-all, the return of free speech in America, this entire revolution against the globalists. I mean, and you've done so many other things behind the scenes. I talked to so many, big cheeses, and they say, thank God for Bruce Fein. What do you make, sir, of this new Ministry of Truth? I mean, directly out of the old Stalinist Soviet Union, and they say that they're openly going to start blocking InfoWars and Drudge and others. And they have the left cheerleading on the news saying it's wonderful. Let's shut Alex Jones down. This is insane.
It is. It's one of the first statutes whose purpose is to violate the First Amendment and free speech. Now, these people, they really understand nothing. Holmes got it right. You know, the test of truth is the ability of the idea to be accepted in the marketplace. So what are you worried about there? I mean, no one's required to listen to your show. No one's compelled under a guillotine threat, to believe it. That's how you understand and get access to truth. All right, you compete and you decide, with the listeners, what seems more convincing than something.
And we're dominating. We're dominating. They're imploding, and they want to just shut us up. They want us off the field. They say they can't beat us, Bruce.
I know. Which shows that they don't understand and believe in free speech, except their own free speech, which to say is the opposite of what you described as censorship. And it really is frightening that these fundamental principles that were in, this is John Milton was writing about this four centuries ago in Areopagitica. No censorship. And we're four centuries, we're regressing four centuries to before.
Well,
John
you're
Milton.
The guy with Ronald Reagan who torpedoed all of this so Trump could even exist today, and our whole nationalist movement that's spreading worldwide. Our example is now spreading. Brexit's now spreading. So it's not just America leading the way. It's England leading the way this time. I mean, it shows how the roles are reversed. Russia leading the way for nationalism, saying no to the corporate empire. How did you torpedo the fairness doctrine that was in, as you know, for 30 years? And then how would you go after this board of governors, the FCC and others, under Homeland Security and intelligence agencies?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way I did is, first, this statute that purported to require the fairness doctrine, I reexamined it and said, no, it doesn't. It's voluntary. And so we set in place a rulemaking to repeal it and was sustained in the courts. Then we had someone in the South Carolina Ernest Hollings, he championed a bill to force us to readopt it. But we got President Reagan to veto the bill. This is 1987, and it wasn't overridden. And it stayed dead ever since. You know, because it actually advances free speech. It doesn't detract
sure,
from it.
Sure. So let me ask this next question, sir, because we don't remember the time, obviously. Appreciate your time. I'm not a constitutional lawyer like you or a communications lawyer, but I'm looking at this. I've read the bill. I've read large parts of it on air. You know, the subsections that deal with this, it's obviously thousands of pages being the Defense Authorization Act, but the 20 pages or so that deal with this, they say we're ending bureaucratic obstacles. It says we'll do whatever we want. I mean, it's written as just a broad, total power grab over all communications, having the FCC being at the heart of it. It seems like this countermands countless other laws, but they declare it's a war power, so they're saying it circumvents and trumps everything. I mean, is that accurate, what I'm saying?
Well, that's what it is. But Congress can't just make up war by summoning it into being. There has to be something out there. And so they realize how fragile their constitutional argument is, so they have to make it up as being, you know, an extension of the war power, which is supposed to be invulnerable from judicial review. After all, you know, we can't defeat the enemies unless we're suppressing speech at home. I mean,
sure, so they're invoking the war power. How do we counter this then?
No, but it doesn't always win. I mean, the most analogous case, Alex, you go back to World War II, when many schools were districts and state laws were saying, you know, you can't even go to public school unless you salute the flag. And the Supreme Court said, you know, you can't compel that. You can't compel people, you know, to believe something, to assert something you don't believe. And they said the First Amendment protects that. And so we would go in and we immediately seek an injunction and say, man, you know, this is, you can't use the war power to suppress free speech. We're fighting in order to defend free speech,
sure,
not to suppress it.
Does this illustrate, no, a reckless flailing and panic by the establishment?
Absolutely it does. Why would you ever fear free speech if you thought your argument was convincing? The only reason you're going to be against free speech is because you think you'll lose out in the marketplace of idea. Just like any other business in a marketplace that feels they're going to lose, then they want to resort to crony capitalism, right? Because they can't win on the merits. That's the only reason why they're doing it, because they know their arguments are flawed and unpersuasive. So they need to use the big club of government to give them an advantage.
Sure. Well, next time I talk to Trump, and I'm going to reach out and send him a letter as well. I'm going to, obviously, he knows who you are. I'm going to ask that he get in contact with you, and as soon as he gets in, use you as a top advisor, because you're the expert on how to excise this or how to block this. Because obviously, as president, I guess he could bully pulpit Congress into what, repealing this, or how would that work?
Oh, yeah, he surely could. I mean, there are absolutely Republicans control both houses of Congress. He just proposes a bill to repeal the entire statute. Absolutely, he could do that. And there's no reason why it shouldn't be done.
All right. Well, please come back in the next few months and cover this in detail. I know you've got a lot of best-selling books out there. Which one do you want to have the folks know about front and center?
Well, I mean, the most recent is American Empire Before the Fall, if you really want to know what the source of our, you know, current most egregious ailments are. And I just encourage them that doesn't matter how big and strong something looks. It is a paper tiger as a matter of moral ethics and wisdom. And if we stand up to the military-industrial counterterrorism complex, we can defeat it. And going back to being great as America and influencing other countries abroad by example, not by bayonets and drones.
And it's a chicken or the egg. The whole military-industrial complex is built on sand. If America isn't strong, we're not against America being strong. We're just not going to kill the golden goose so they get extra eggs.
Absolutely. Alex, I say we want invincible self-defense. We want to give our military men pay raises out of the skies of Lockheed Martin and Boeing and these other people building multiple billion-dollar weapons that have no use, and they need to be defending us. That's how they make
exactly.
Us safe. How about defending our sea lanes, our borders, our airspace, our cyberspace? Why the heck are they 6,000 or 7,000 miles away getting shot at in some god-awful barren area with nothing but rocks?
Bruce Fine is more Trump than Trump. Wow, thank you so much. Wow, no,
righty.
Thank you, sir. Have a great new year. We'll be back, folks.
Wow. Visit GCNLive.com today.